RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by Voi Green and News in Brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian and Philippine defense ministers agree to increase cooperation. Six Charles tugboat crews just giving statements. Indonesia condemns Istanbul bombings. No Indonesian victims reported. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi in Jakarta Tuesday said that the Indonesian government, through Minister of Defense, has come with an agreement with the Philippine Defense Minister on Indonesian hostages rescue measures in Philippines. According to Minister Retno, both defense ministers have met last Sunday to discuss rescue and prevention measures to avoid other kidnapping issues in the future.
Menteri Pertahanan Republik Indonesia.
The Indonesian defense minister has met his Philippine counterpart last June 26. The visit was aimed at increasing defense cooperation to secure Indonesian and Philippine ships passing through waters of Sulu. Two cooperation were agreed, namely cooperation on rescuing Indonesian current hostages and cooperation to further avoid kidnapping issue in the future. Furthermore, Minister Retno explained that the Indonesian government is prioritizing the safety of Indonesian citizens who's taken hostages in the Philippine waters. Therefore, the government continues to conduct communications with other related parties to assure the safety of hostages and to free them from hostage. The Indonesian Navy has inquired statements from the six Charles tugboat crews who do not become hostages in the Philippine waters. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi in Jakarta Tuesday said that the tugboat crews came with information on cruise line and details of hostage incident.
Beberapa informasi yang diperoleh dari 6 APK tersebut.
Some information from 6 tugboat crews, namely the cruise route was from Mindanao to Samarinda. The 6 crews also confirmed that they were taken twice by the kidnapper. The first takers consist of 5 to 6 gunmen, while the second takers consist of 8 to 10 gunmen. Charles tugboat arrived at Semayang Port Balikpapan last Saturday, June 25th. According to Minister Retno, the 6 crews have helped providing information to the Indonesian Navy on the hostage incident. Currently, according to Minister Retno, the crews have been delivered to each of their family. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi stated in a press conference in Jakarta Tuesday that she will soon meet the Philippine Foreign Affairs Minister. The meeting is aimed at discussing the rescue effort for the 7 Indonesian citizens taken as hostages by terrorist group Abu Sayyaf in Philippine waters last week. According to her, the new Philippine government would not hamper the rescue effort for the hostages.
Komunikasi akan terus dijalankan dengan pemerintah baru Filipina.
We continue to communicate with the new Philippine government that should take over administration on June 30th. We believe that the change of government should not become an obstacle to release the hostages. According to the plan, I will meet the Philippine Foreign Affairs Minister soon after the 30th of June. Moreover, However, Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi said that the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry has also conducted communications and sent its diplomats to meet with several parties in Mindanao and Davao to collect further information as well as to set further rescue effort. Indonesia's Foreign Ministry said Wednesday that it had yet received any report of Indonesian nationals being victims of a series of bomb attacks on Ataturk International Airport in Istanbul, Turkey, late Tuesday evening, which claimed the lives of at least 28 people and wounded more than 60. The Ministry's Director for the Protection of Indonesian Nationals and Entities Abroad, Lalu Muhammad Iqbal, said Indonesia's Consulate General in Istanbul had assigned staffers to intensively monitor news regarding the attacks and coordinate with local authorities to ensure the safety of Indonesian nationals there. The government also advised all Indonesian citizens currently in Istanbul to stay vigilant and to ensure their own safety by avoiding public places. Based on ministry data, 728 Indonesians are currently residing in Turkey, with 310 of them students and the rest are workers. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Processing Director PT Pertamina Rahmat Hardadi said that the state oil and gas company will soon launch new type of fuel for cars. The product, which is called Pertamax Turbo, will be launched after Idul Fitri. Rahmat stated at PT Pertamina headquarters on Tuesday that Pertamax Turbo is a fuel with an octane rating of 98. It will meet the demand from the users of premium cars, which continue to grow rapidly each year. Premium car users had often asked about the availability of fuel with an octane rating above 95. According to Rahmat, Pertamax Turbo was not included in the company's work plan and budget as it had been prepared since 2015. Bank Indonesia predicted slowdown in the bank credit, saying credits are expected to grow only 8-10% year-on-year in 2016. The prediction is more conservative compared with its earlier prediction, putting credit growth higher than 10%. Senior Deputy Governor of the Central Bank's Mirza Adityaswara said the new prediction was based on performance in the first 5 months of this year when bank credits grew only 0.3% on year. However, Mirza said he was optimistic in the second half of the year credit demand and supply would grow and could make up for the slowdown in the first semester of the year. Researchers of Indonesian Institute of Sciences, LIPI, in cooperation with French and Singaporean researchers, will hold research cup expedition of flat seismic earthquake sources in Wharton Cavity of Indian Ocean or Aceh waters in July 2016. Geotechnology researcher of LIPI, Nugroho Hananto, after meeting with many researchers at LIPI's building in Jakarta Tuesday afternoon to RRI Voice of Indonesia, said the research has been planned several years ago by doing scientific evaluation. In the research, which is scheduled on July 4 up to 27th, Indonesian researchers will be on board of ship from Sabang to Banda Aceh. We plan the research since 2013. We made proposal in 2013. Then there were many evaluation, revision, and finally this year, the research will be done. There were 30 researchers that consisted of 21 foreign researchers and 9 Indonesian researchers. We want to boost the interest of researchers to conduct research in the ocean. Moreover, Chairman of LIPI Iskandar Zulkarnain explained the earthquake analysis expedition is expected to map structural in detail of anatomy and fracture mechanism caused the earthquake on April 11, 2012 in western region of Sumatra. Even he said the expedition will show scientific aspects of earthquake to boost mitigation disaster strategy in Indonesia. The last item. The Indonesian Law Universities Association, or APPTHI, met President Joko Widodo at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta Tuesday to declare their support for legal reforms in Indonesia and announce the formation of a team to evaluate Supreme Court rulings. According to the association chairman, Laksanto, the team will offer a commentary on the rulings and give the result of the examination to the Supreme Court, the House of Representatives, and the President. During the meeting, the Law Universities Association also urged President Joko Widodo to release legal policies to accompany existing economic policy packages. Meanwhile, the association deputy chairman Ade Saptamo said the organization has also pledged its full support for legal reforms in Indonesia, which the president has long endorsed. Accompanying President Joko Widodo in the meeting were the Minister of Research, Technology and High Education Muhammad Nasir, State Secretary Pratikno, and Presidential Spokesman Johan Budi. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesia and Philippine defense ministers agreed to increase cooperation. Six Charles tugboat crews just giving statements. Indonesia condemns Istanbul bombings. No Indonesian victims reported. That was the news.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to our commentary for today entitled Turkey and Israel Restore Relationship. Turkey and Israel has restored bilateral ties with the signing of a document by the Foreign Minister of Turkey, Feridun Sinirlioglu, in Ankara, and the Director General of the Israeli Foreign Ministry, Dari Gold, in Jerusalem on Tuesday. The signing was the beginning of a recovery after a disharmonious relationship for 6 years. The leader of the Turkish government Prime Minister, Binali Yildirim, and Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, announced a recovery plan on Monday and was commended by the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon as the hope for peace in the region. The recovery agreement is actually not free. Turkey put forward three conditions, one of which is the lifting of the blockade on Gaza. But it turned out that the closure of Gaza waters are still in force. Israel opened the door for the entry of humanitarian aid into Gaza only through Israeli ports. The Palestinian Hamas faction, which controls the Gaza Strip, is grateful to Turkey for urging Israel to lift the blockade of the Palestinian territory. Other proposed requirement by Turkey is Israel's formal apology over the incident on humanitarian aid ship. The Mavi Marmara, which was attacked by Israel, and the payment of compensation amounting to $20 million to the victims. Within the framework of the agreement, Turkey can send humanitarian aid and non-military products to the Gaza Strip and carry out projects such as the construction of hospitals and housing. Secretly, the two countries had been negotiating the restoration of relationship during the last 6 months. Even before 2013, the two countries had improved trade relations and tourism. Before being damaged by the incident on the Mavi Marmara, Turkey and Israel's relationship was actually pretty close. High-level negotiations were conducted when Prime Minister Netanyahu met with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Rome. Then the Turkish and Israeli officials met to finalize the deal. When he met Kerry, Prime Minister Netanyahu said, "The agreement is an important step and has implication for the economy of the Jewish state. Among others, is the agreement on the sale of Mediterranean gas." John Kerry himself welcomed the move. Turkish Prime Minister Yildirim hinted the two countries will soon send diplomats within 1 or 2 weeks. Seeing the restoration agreement, there is a glimmer of hope in the realization of a more stable region. People may have doubt because Israel does not meet one of the requirements to move the blockade from Gaza waters. But at least Gaza is no longer isolated because of the opportunity given to Turkey to distribute supplies to Gaza. Although not easy, but already there is a first step. Like putting together a puzzle, piece by piece, arranged to arrive at the peace in the Middle East region. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Welcome back to Today in History. We start today's segment of Today in History by presenting an event on June 29, 2005, Ruslan Abdul Ghani passed away. Ruslan Abdul Ghani was an Indonesian statesman and politician who served as Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister during 1956 to 1957. Ruslan Abdul Ghani, who familiarly called Cak Rus, passed away in Jakarta on June 29, 2005. During her life, Ruslan served as Secretary General of Foreign Affairs Department during 1954 to 1956. A year later, he has became Secretary General of Asia-Africa Conference in Bandung in 1955. After the post of Foreign Affairs Minister, Ruslan Abdul Ghani served as Information Minister of 1962 to 1966 period and Deputy Prime Minister in 1966 to 1967. After the presidency era changed from Sukarno to Suharto, Ruslan was given credential to be an Indonesian ambassador to the United Nations in 1967 to 1971, and served as chairman of Presidential Advisory Team on Pancasila for 20 years since 1978. On June 29th, is celebrated as the National Family Day or Family Planning Day. June 29th is decided as the National Family Day, a day containing historical value because it marked the beginning of the Day of Rising, raising awareness of Indonesian families to establish itself towards small families through family planning. Today, it is the peak crystallization of the spirit to strengthen and expand family planning programs. With that background, on June 29th, it was designated as National Family Day, which coincides with the date of commencement of the National Family Planning Movement in 1970. The National Family Day was declared in Lampung on June 29th, 1993, by former President Suharto. Furthermore, the National Family Day is celebrated every year. The last event on June 29, 1974, Isabella Perón was appointed as president. On June 29, 1974, after the death of Argentinian President Juan Perón, his wife Isabella Perón, who previously as vice president, was sworn in to be president of Argentina. However, Isabella Perón cannot able to solve economic and political chaos that was transmitted by her husband. Juan Perón came to power in 1943 through a coup, but 2 years later, Juan Perón was ousted and imprisoned. By effort of his first wife, Evita Perón, Juan Perón was released and returned to be president. In 1952, Evita Perón died and Isabella Perón married Juan Perón. Isabella Perón was only able to survive 2 years in the presidency, and on March 24, 1976, she was ousted in a coup by the military and imprisoned for 5 years. Well, listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Welcome back to Voice Green. Today's edition entitled Hornbill's Conservation is Concentrated in West Kalimantan. Listener, those who love ivory hornbill species will immediately see the direct native habitat and bird activity. The bird originally come from Kalimantan that has scientific name called Bucaros or Rhinoplex vigil, is scheduled to be conserved in the area of Palos Sambas or Sintang. The information was conveyed by members of Parliament of West Kalimantan District Election, Daniel Johan, on Friday, June 24th, in Pontianak. According to Daniel, this hornbill conservation is firstly built in Indonesia. Why hornbill conservation should be pursued? Hornbill included the big bird species that live in the Malay Peninsula, Sumatra, and Borneo. The earmark of the bird is a large beak shaped like horns. Usually, it is light-colored beak. The bird also became the mascot of West Kalimantan Province, and it is the fauna which is protected by law. Hornbill, now rarely encountered in their natural habitat due to poaching for trade at the black market. Daniel Johan explained, so far, conservation areas and the most suitable hornbill area is in Palos Sambas. In the area, there is existing protected forest area since long time ago, but it has also prepared Sintang as an alternative area. According to him, for the first time in history, hornbill ivory is preserved. The budget for this preservation included in the state budget amendment under the Ministry of Environment and Forestry. The budget covering conservation area and hornbill ivory breeding. Daniel Johan hope at the end of this year, such conservation zones can be realized and inaugurated. So Kalimantan is not only has orangutan breeding center, but it will also has a hornbill ivory breeding center. That was Voice Green.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi in Jakarta Tuesday said that the Indonesian government through Minister of Defense has come with an agreement with the Philippine Defense Minister on Indonesian hostages rescue measures in Philippines. According to Minister Retno, both defense ministers have met last Sunday to discuss rescue and prevention measures to avoid other kidnapping issues in the future. The Indonesian Navy has inquired statements from the six Charles tugboat crews who do not become hostages in the Philippine waters. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi in Jakarta Tuesday said that the tugboat crews came with information on cruise line and details of hostage incident. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi stated in a press conference on Tuesday in Jakarta that she will soon meet the Philippine Foreign Affairs Minister. The meeting is aimed at discussing the rescue effort for the seven Indonesian citizens taken as hostages by terrorist group Abu Sayyaf in Philippine waters last week. According to her, the new Philippine government would not hamper the rescue effort for the hostages. Indonesia's foreign ministry said that it had yet received any report of Indonesian nationals being victims of a series of bomb attacks on Ataturk International Airport in Istanbul, Turkey, late on Tuesday evening, which claimed the lives of at least 28 people and wounded more than 60. Processing Director of PT Pertamina, Rahmat Hardadi, said that the state oil and gas company will soon launch new type of fuel for cars. The product, which is called Pertamax Turbo, will be launched after Idul Fitri. Bank Indonesia predicted slowdown in the bank credit, saying credits are expected to grow only 8-10% year-on-year in 2016. The prediction is more conservative compared with its earlier prediction, putting credit growth higher than 10%. The last item. The Indonesian Law Universities Association
met President Joko Widodo at Merdeka Palace in Jakarta Tuesday to declare their support for legal reforms in Indonesia and announce the formation of a team to evaluate Supreme Court rulings. Listener, that was news in brief.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting daily from Jakarta on the frequencies of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our radio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Aceh. Stay tuned. Listeners, Indonesia has beautiful nature considering that Indonesia is the archipelagic country. Certainly, many places which have potential become tourism destination in its region. One of them is beach. Every island in Indonesia has beach as tourism object. Every beach has its own characteristic, like Gapang Beach in Aceh, which attracts tourists either domestic or abroad. Talking about beach, you will imagine a hot situation except at Gapang Beach. This beach is shady because this beach has many big and shady trees. The name of the tree is Gapang. That's why the beach is named Gapang Beach, because many Gapang trees grow around the beach. Along the beach, it spreads white sands. Its seawater is clear like a mirror with calm wave. No wonder if Gapang Beach becomes destination which is worth visited by tourists. Foreign tourists, especially from Europe, have made the beach as destination which must be visited if they visit Sabang, Aceh province. Gapang Beach can be accessed by land transportation. To go to the beach from center of Sabang city takes around 1 hour. If you go from Banda Aceh, you can use ferry ship sailing from Ulei Leu Seaport to Balohan Sabang Seaport. Passengers can also bring their own vehicles, but you have to remember that the ship only serves 1 to 3 times per day. It depends on the weather. This destination opens every day for public except on Friday, opens at 2 p.m. local time to respect the worship of Muslims. Gapang Beach is a favorite place for tourists to dive. If you do not bring your own snorkeling and diving equipment, you can rent those equipments at the beach. At the beach, there is diving center which provides training and guides such as monster divers and dolphin diving center. Tourists are allowed to play with various fish and marine biota at Gapang Beach. Listen. listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Gapang Beach in Aceh Province. We meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157, Jakarta, Indonesia, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
How to speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Berbelanja, which in English means shopping. Stay tuned. Listener, as usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I say the sentence twice slowly and you can repeat after me. Selamat siang. Selamat siang, which means good afternoon. Ada yang bisa saya bantu? Ada yang bisa saya bantu, which means may I help you? Cari. Cari, which means to look for. Baju lebaran. Baju lebaran, which means lebaran clothes. Di pojok kanan. Di pojok kanan, which means at the right corner. Perlengkapan lebaran. Perlengkapan lebaran, which means lebaran equipments. Bolehkah saya melihat-lihat dulu? Bolehkah saya melihat-lihat dulu, which means may I look first? Tentu saja, silakan. Tentu saja, silakan, which means yes, please. Apakah ibu sudah mendapatkan? Apakah ibu sudah mendapatkan? Which means have you got it? Yang Anda butuhkan. Yang Anda butuhkan, which means what you need. Baju muslim. Baju muslim, which means Muslim clothes. Sajadah. Sajadah, which means praying mat. Mukena brenda. Mukena brenda, which means laced mukena. Tunggu sebentar. Tunggu sebentar, which means wait a moment. Memeriksa. Memeriksa, which means to check. Sudah terjual habis. Sudah terjual habis, which means have been sold out. Minggu lalu. Minggu lalu, which means last week. Sayang sekali. Sayang sekali, which means it's a pity. Warna hitam. Warna hitam, which means black color. Ukuran sedang. Ukuran sedang, which means medium size. Diskon 20%. Diskon 20%, which means 20% discount. Keberuntungan. Keberuntungan, which means lucky. Harga. Harga, which means price. 100.000 rupiah. 100.000 rupiah, which means 100,000 rupiah. 200.000 rupiah. 200.000 rupiah, which means 200,000 rupiah. Kartu kredit. Kartu kredit, which means credit card. Tentu bisa. Tentu bisa, which means of course. Terima kasih. Terima kasih, which means thank you. Now we give you an example of conversation entitled Berbelanja, or in English means shopping. The conversation is between A salesman and B buyer. A salesman. Selamat siang, ada yang bisa saya bantu? Selamat siang, ada yang bisa saya bantu? Which means, good afternoon, may I help you? B buyer. Saya mencari perlengkapan untuk lebaran. Saya mencari perlengkapan untuk lebaran, which means I look for some equipments for lebaran. A salesman. Di pojok kanan, kami mempunyai berbagai perlengkapan lebaran. Di pojok kanan, kami mempunyai berbagai perlengkapan lebaran, which means at the right corner, we have some lebaran equipments. Bolehkah saya melihat-lihat dulu? Bolehkah saya melihat-lihat dulu? Which means, may I look first? A salesman. Tentu saja, silakan. Tentu saja, silakan. Which means, yes, please. B buyer. Terima kasih, saya mau membeli baju dan sajadah. Terima kasih, saya mau membeli baju dan sajadah. Which means, thank you. I want to buy some clothes and a praying mat. A salesman. Maaf bu, untuk sajadah sudah tidak ada. Persediaan kami sudah habis terjual minggu lalu. Maaf bu, untuk sajadah sudah tidak ada. Persediaan kami sudah habis terjual minggu lalu. Which means, sorry ma'am, our stock for sajadah had been sold last week. B buyer. Kalau begitu saya beli baju muslim warna hitam ukuran sedang dan mukena berenda saja. Kalau begitu saya membeli baju muslim warna hitam ukuran sedang dan mukena berenda saja. Which means, okay, I want to buy a black color muslim cloth of medium size and laced mukena. A salesman. Beruntung sekali, minggu ini baju muslim ada diskon 20%. Beruntung sekali, Bu. Minggu ini baju muslim ada diskon 20%. Which means, you are lucky, ma'am. This week, we have 20% discount for muslim clothes. B. Buyer. Wah, itu keberuntungan saya. Wah, itu keberuntungan saya. Which means, all right, it's my luck. A. Salesman. Harganya Rp100.000 sudah termasuk diskon. Harganya Rp100.000 sudah termasuk diskon. Which means, the price is Rp100.000 including the discount. B. Buyer. Kalau mukena berenda, warna putihnya ada. Kalau mukena berenda, warna putihnya ada. Which means, is there a white color laced mukena? A. Salesman. Ada bu. Harganya Rp200.000. Ada bu, harganya Rp200.000, which means, yes it is, the price is Rp200.000. B buyer. Bisakah saya bayar dengan kartu kredit? Bisakah saya bayar dengan kartu kredit, which means, can I pay by credit card? A salesman. Tentu bisa. Tentu bisa, which means, of course. B buyer. Terima kasih. Terima kasih, which means thank you. A salesman. Terima kasih kembali. Terima kasih kembali, which means you're welcome. That was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thank you for your attention. See you again next week and sampai jumpa. Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello, listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, I'll introduce you to an Indonesian singer, Dedi Dores. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Hilangnya Seorang Gadis by Dedi Dores. Happy listening.
Yang aku kasihi.
Listener, Daddy Dores was born in Surabaya on November 28, 1950, but since childhood, Daddy lived in Bandung, West Java. Daddy known as a singer and songwriter. At the beginning of his career in the music world, Daddy joined into a group of rock band called Freedom of Rhapsodia with hit songs Hilangnya Seorang Gadis, Hancurnya Sebuah Harapan, and Kasih Sayang in 1971. Daddy also joined with God Bless when the band being intensively changed its personnel. In 1980s, JK Record offered Daddy to compose the songs that appropriate to the artists who will be promoted. Daddy also writes sweet pop songs for its artists. Because of his good voice, Daddy was also asked for a duet with other JK artists, namely Ria Angelina and Lydia Natalia. Well, listener, let's listen to the next songs entitled Cinta Tak Terbatas Waktu. Happy listening.
Dapat bicara
listener started in 1990. Daddy decided to pursue a solo career until 1999. The name of Daddy Dores even more famous when he was being producer of some talented female singers such as Nika Ardila in 1996 to 1999, Nafa Rubah, Ani Carrera, Mayang Sari, Poppy Mercury, who also the artist promoted by Daddy to become famous singers in the country. Well, listener, to conclude our program for today, let's listen to the last two songs, entitled Gambaran Dirimu and Aku Ingin Pulang by Daddy Dores. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Berteduh
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.